Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're going to be playing a clip and start it right with that point there, Andrew, where Jack Maxey, who's going to be on with Ann Vandersteel. And this is about, he's had Hunter Biden's laptop. He's had the hard drives and everything on there. And of course, nowadays, everybody's got a copy of it. But anyhow, he's going to be telling you about some of what is on there. Now, I saw some of the pictures that they took off that laptop. And I'm not talking about Hunter Biden being in bed with a bunch of young Chinese teenagers naked. But anyhow, one of the worst, and we have, actually, I have an article here, and it's got a picture of Joe Biden, and he's got his hands on the face of a little boy. It looks like he's about 4 or 5 years old, and the little kid's got the strangest look on his face, and Biden's trying to kiss that little boy on the lips. And these girls are standing there looking like, what's this all about? But anyhow, but you're going to hear a lot of what's on this laptop you're not supposed to hear. You're not supposed to notice. Now, remember how all of them, the echo chamber was out, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, all saying that this laptop, there was nothing to it, there was no laptop, that this was something Trump started, all of this. They lied, and that's what they do really well, is lie. But anyhow, so we're going to go ahead and play this, folks, and listen, because you will not hear this on any of the fake news media. Go ahead and take it away.
Okay, for an explosive interview right now, Jack Maxey, former co-host of The War Room with Steve Bannon. He has been all over the Hunter Biden laptop from Hell Story. Jack, can you disclose where you are in general terms right now?
Yes, I am in the wonderful nation of Switzerland, a country that values liberal ideals of democracy and openness. It's perhaps the only place on planet Earth where I feel safe.
Good.
And I wish to extend my deepest gratitude to the Swiss people for being so brave and upholding the ideals that they're famous for.
Well, that's good news to hear. That's actually great news to hear, because there's not a lot of good news coming out right now. You've been all over this story since October of 2020 when you received this laptop from Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy had also given it to the Maryland State Police. Fallout for you and Rudy and, of course, the computer store owner who recovered this laptop that was dropped off for repair. Has your life been upside down since then? Because I know you've been screaming at the top of a mountain and nobody's been listening.
I would say that, yes, my life is upside down, but it's well worth it, because fighting to save our wonderful country and potentially the West, and exposing the criminal global conspiracy between our elite, our intelligence agencies, and the communist Chinese is something that everybody needs to hear about. So I feel honored that I'm able to do this. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but somebody has to do it.
Well, you were doing it a little bit on Bannon's War Room. I remember that's where I first heard about the story. But, you know, this is big. You're talking about Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, the fallout of the political elite. In other words, the cabal, the people who've been basically running and pulling the puppet strings for quite some time. Their corruption, compliments of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. If you were going to summarize what's the most egregious content you found on here, how would you triage this in terms of the worst to, I don't think there's better, but where would you start?
There are numerous national security violations that we found today, which are horrifying, which I cannot explain because they're national security related. Mm-hmm. I have contacted the embassy in Bern already, plan to go and see them and bring them the evidence. We came here to do a forensic walkthrough through the laptop, and we assumed that the original forensic analysis from Merriman and Associates, who were hired by the Daily Mail in March of last year after I flew them a copy. And for everyone out there listening, every single thing I've done has been on my own dime or that of my elderly parents who love this country. And So Merriman and Associates looked at it, and we thought, okay, there's 128,000 emails and 27,000 pictures, and that was largely what I had found. But now, as we've taken the thing apart, we have found double that number of emails, quadruple that number of photographs, documents that he thought he had deleted, thousands of pictures that he thought he had deleted, numerous other things. For the bad actors out there, we've already distributed this information. Everything is going to end this week. I have told many people that I was going to put it all up online in days. And unfortunately, now we realize that there are another 110,000, 130,000 emails that no one even knew about. To let everybody know how bad it is, I have 100% clear, 100% in writing evidence that Metabiota, you've heard me speak about this, that Metabiota is inside Ukraine working in those labs, is a DOD contractor in writing. And just 15 minutes ago, we found documents that make it appear as if Zolchevsky, the crooked criminal chairman of Burisma, is actually one of the largest shareholders of Metabiota. And now America and the world can understand exactly why Joe Biden had to go over there and make sure that Zolchevsky was never prosecuted.
This
is all there. This is the most horrifying things I've ever seen. And on top of that, the national security violations that we found are things that made me weep. To think that people would betray this country at that level. And I am in a responsible fashion. It is not making my job easier, but I called the embassy this afternoon and I'm seeking a meeting there with the regional security director. Other people are already in the loop. I got advice from very brave Americans as to what I should do. But I can assure your audience that everything comes down, everything. And I want to see dozens of intelligence agents, FBI, people inside the Department of Defense, inside our health services. Yes, we were running labs inside Ukraine. Yes, Metabiota was in those labs. Yes, Zolchevsky, the chairman of Burisma, is one of the largest shareholders of this company. It also looks like getting Zolchevsky a little cut in the grift on Metabiota when the intel agencies are running a company, you get 5X, and he got it. And so did a lot of other people. This is the most criminal thing I've ever seen in my life. Here, this world is on the verge of World War III, and even my worst assumptions are all being shown to be not enough. We have been betrayed like nobody can imagine. And I'm going to tell you, this is 100% why Joe Biden had to go get that prosecutor fired.
Yeah.
This is 100% why Joe Biden had to become president, because these guys violated the findings in the 2005 weapons of mass destruction document that was provided to the president of the United States that was going to provide a blueprint for how to deal with everything from chemical, nuclear, and biological. And it was going to be done in a way that would have allowed for oversight by our elected leaders. I can tell everybody there is not a single member of that Senate or House who should be reelected. If somebody can advise me on one brave man or woman in that House, please do.
Yeah, that seems to be somewhat of the conclusion that I believe a lot of Americans are coming to at this time for a variety of reasons, even without knowing what's going on inside that laptop and the information that you're sitting on, Jack. It's really dire where our country is right now. So I echo everything that you're saying. Black & Veatch is another company besides Metabiota. Also,
they're in the documents. They're in the documents as well.
Yeah,
Anne, I told you everything is moving very fast. We just recovered well over 100,000 emails, 80,000 photographs. We haven't even begun digging into this thing. Whatever Merriman and Associates said was on this thing last March, they obviously didn't earn their money, because myself and a few other brave Americans who are not getting a dime did. And this people, we have to take back this country. There's not a single elected leader that I can see in Washington, D.C. deserves their job. The intelligence agencies likely need to be run over with D4 bulldozers.
I
don't even know where we begin. It's so broken. Department of Defense was the one running Metabiota. So
yeah. Is there definite,
is
there
crooked too?
Is there a clear wire transfers, money going directly from the Pentagon to Metabiota, to Black & Veatch, and funding these labs? Or are they, you know, or is it, again, there's plausible deniability?
I haven't gotten that far, but, you know, you've got Kofor Black working at Burisma, and now you find out that Zolchevsky is the largest shareholder in this company that I've been describing as a dark operation from U.S. intelligence and U.S. health services since last summer. We now have dozens of documents proving that in writing. Everybody at Burisma knows about it. I have correspondence with Burisma executives talking about our secret biological projects in Ukraine.
So let's tie all this together, because, you know, again, unfortunately, the American taxpayer is so used to, we're scandal fatigued, right? We go back in time to the Iran-Contra scandal, and even before then, it's always something happens and they go, oh, it's just some rogue people in government. Well, really, it's not. It's the same group of people that are constantly engaged in the same activities. They just cycle it and call it something else, Fast and Furious or whatever. You know, this all ties together when you look at what happened in Afghanistan. So can you tie together, based on what you've now read in this laptop, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and say any other scandal, including the trafficking network where we move contraband?
I'd like to condemn every Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, every last one. Tom Cotton, you betrayed your oath, soldier. You are not worthy of your uniform. You're not worthy of the respect of any man who would have to serve under you or have your leadership.
He had a copy of this laptop since when? Oh, I lost your audio, Jack. You went on mute by accident.
Hang on.
There you go. You're back.
Okay.
When did Senator Cotton have a copy of the laptop?
I delivered it to the Senate Judiciary Committee on July 8th. That's Graham, Grassley, Cotton, Blackburn, Sass, Tillis, you know, Kennedy, Lee, all these big heroes of our party. These people should be kicked out of their country clubs when we're done with this. Their pensions should be removed. People, we have been betrayed like nobody can imagine. Now, you want to understand Kazakhstan and how I busted Grassley and Johnson and their big mouths, and how we're going to do something after the next election? Yeah, we're going to do it after the next election, because I'd rather elect the mechanic at the corner than any of you, both parties. So I give it to them on July 8th. I wrote a very, very clear letter. I told them that many people were putting their lives at risk for this. They didn't even give me the courtesy of a phone call back. There's evidence all over this computer that Hunter was grooming and abusing his 12-year-old niece. There are thousands of pictures of young girls. We finally decided to stop looking at the pictures, because I am certain we're going to find things that are going to require me to take this to a police station here in Switzerland. These are the most awful people I have ever come across in my entire life. And I know that I'm angry and I'm running hot, but the American people had better run hot, because we're going to lose our republic unless we fight back in full body. And I'm not talking Democrats or ours. I'm done with the party system. The only three letters that matter to me now are USA. All of these people, every last one of them can be replaced. And if you want proof, just drive by Arlington, because those sons of guns, guns is not a fair description, but those SOBs drive by it every day and betray our vaunted dead. I'm not going to do that. And there are other brave Americans who are not going to do that. Okay. And I'm sick and tired of all these people talking about how, oh, Maxie hasn't done enough. And there's Tory and little Garrett. They're going down too, because they were working with the people trying to cover it up. And I will prove every single thing.
So I want to interject here. Tory was at a Health and Freedom conference a couple of weeks ago, and she walked out on stage saying she had Hunter Biden's laptop.
I can explain how she got it. A fellow named Mike Tremarco. Mike Tremarco, who was all over in Sydney's office and Rudy's office, and Steve finally kicked him out of our office because we're like, what is this clown show doing in here looking at our documents? I will say this right now. I would guess that Mike Tremarco is working for the feds. He's got his own problems with them. Maybe he's trying to cover up, you know, fix things for himself. But Mike Tremarco told me, he called me, and they've tried to set me up several times, called me last May or April, I guess it was, because I talked to Bernie Carrick about it. And he said, hey, Jack, I've got this friend who's got the laptop, and she's been hacking into Hunter Biden's cloud and bank accounts. You should see the stuff that she has found. My response, whoever that woman or person is, they need to have the FBI kicking their door in right now because they're violating federal law. I have not done any of that. I've been astute in following the law and trying to be an honorable person. And I said, Mike, furthermore, how'd she get one? He goes, oh, I gave it to her. I said, really, Mike, how'd you get one? Well, I know that one went missing from Rudy early on. Mike probably stole it. In fact, I'll say Mike stole it. And he gave it to Tori. So,
Garrett, did he give Ziegler, it to Garrett Ziegler?
You know how Garrett Ziegler got his laptop? I'm just going to be clear because I want to throw everybody under the wheels. Garrett Ziegler came to me in early December, told me that he was going to give it to the director of national intelligence. The only reason I know this punk kid with a crew cut and a, you know, Midwestern can-do BS attitude is because he was the errand boy for Peter Navarro. So I trusted him, and I thought, okay, if the director of national intelligence gets his hands on this in early December, maybe something's going to happen. He never gave it to the director of intelligence. He can hem and haw all he wants. I've got half a dozen witnesses who will testify to the fact that contemporaneously I told them that. So he can hem and haw all he wants. These people are bad, bad, bad people. And we have been betrayed.
Is Navarro aware of this at this point?
You know, nobody calls me back anymore, Ann. They're all making money on fixing the election or writing books, right? You want to talk about Miranda Devine's book? Let's talk about what's not in Miranda Devine's book. That's the most important part about Miranda Devine's book. Find me actually anything in her book that was not revealed to me earlier on Twitter or elsewhere. It's enough. Time has to end. Real men and women have taken over. Okay? We're not stooges. We're not afraid of you FBI agents and CIA agents and whoever else. And if we have to fashion the Constitution, as I told the Committee on the Present Danger last Friday, you wonder why everything blew up this past week? Because I told everyone where I was going. I told them I'm going to Switzerland with a team of forensic experts to sort this all out and make it available for global law enforcement. Because guess what? Every sheriff in America is running for office, and they can go arrest these criminals. We don't need the feds. This is a learning moment for the American people to realize that the 10th Amendment trumps all these people.
That's right.
Kick everyone to the state line. Vote constitutional sheriffs and no one else.
Well, I'm actually on Sheriff Mac's program tomorrow morning, so I'll be certain to bring this up. Question, with everything going on in Ukraine, I was listening to Colonel McGregor. General Flynn forwarded me an interview and said, you really should listen to this. It's really what's going on. I've had our own theories. A lot of people are sort of getting behind these theories that Putin's really running a cleanup operation over there. He's calling it a special operation. His connections over in Belarus are running special operations right now on cleaning up Ukraine, going after the Azov battalion. Going in and what I'm hearing from certain people is they're going down and rescuing children. I've seen images of videos of Russian soldiers coming out of basements, holding little kids with brand new stuffed animals. I dare say those kids had brand new stuffed animals that weren't delivered to them right before they were retrieved. So that being said, is Putin going to play a role in any of this in terms of the information on this laptop and helping perhaps bring charges, true charges of crimes against humanity into the world court in The Hague at some point in the future? Because clearly our judicial system here is broken, Jack, and you're talking about it because you're saying we need sheriffs to do the cleanup on aisle 44 and 46 right now. So
the Department of Justice is corrupted from top to bottom. Let's just go through our leadership, okay?
Please.
You have Mike Pompeo and you have Bill Barr. Right? Mike Pompeo leaves CIA and he goes to the State Department. And Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo both recommend that Mike Pompeo get replaced by Gina Haspel.
Right.
Gina Haspel used to be station chief in London while they were running the opposition program against then candidate President Trump.
Correct.
So obviously Pompeo and Barr are either bad actors or so incompetent that they should never see high office ever again.
Right.
People, one of the reasons that Biden has to be elected is, okay, remember, I'm saying we've got problems in Ukraine for months. Then they said, well, we do have some biological labs, but oh, they're not that. Nonsense. I don't know what they are, but I do know that they're operating without the oversight of the Senate or the Congress. Not that those guys would even consider getting sideways with these characters. You know why? Because I guess they've all got some little problem in their background. There's not a thing I've ever done in my life that I couldn't share with my mother. So start electing people with integrity, people with secrets in their background, kick them all to the curb.
Okay, so bring it back to Putin. Is he going to play a role in any of this? Is he going to take an interest in what you found?
Here's what I'll say. First of all, likely every adversary on planet Earth already has what I have. Hunter was losing things every other week. Okay? Now, it was never my intention. Never my intention. But I'm sad to say, and it makes me feel ashamed as an American who took an oath, this is all going to vindicate Putin probably too. How sick is that?
Well, if he's really not trying to go in.
All right, we're gonna just stop it right there, Joe. One of the things I have to say, and you know, I agree with most of what he says, but he doesn't understand when he says there's not one. There are people like Jim Jordan, like Josh Hawley, and others out there that have taken, but they've taken a strong. You know, Jim Jordan's as bold as a lion, but what's happening is they know we don't have a Justice Department. They know if they managed to bring some of these people to get them in there. They don't have it. We don't have an FBI. We don't. The Communist Party has one, but we don't. Or a Justice Department to bring them to justice.
That's right. So I mean, Jordan's smart enough not to commit political suicide, not to destroy any chance he has of doing good. Some of the others, like Louis Gohmert, there are several. Like you said, Josh Hawley. These are smart people. They know the evil. In fact, I've got an article. Madison Cawthorn is a Republican, a young fella, North Carolina Republican, and he was talking about the elite invited him to orgy, did cocaine in front of him. He's a freshman congressman, youngest member of Congress, and he has aggravated the Dems and the Republicans alike. He's a real staunch Trump supporter. And he came out and said that he got up there and people just shocked him with invitations to things that he never believed he'd be asked to, drugs and sex. And he's didn't give any names, but he said some of the people who are leading the movement to try and remove addiction in our country have done a key bump of cocaine right in front of him, that they've invited him to, like, swinger parties, orgies, and he was sick at what he found going to D.C. So the morals there are apparently very, very low, and he said it was just amazing how openly the sin was.
Well, you know, we've done that for a long, long time, but here's the thing.
When have you heard of a congressman coming out and saying that he just got there and found out how horrible the place was? I've never heard another junior congressman speak up like this.
Well, yeah, and you haven't. You're going to hear some more because we're going to be sending. Now, if in fact we have elections in November, if we have our, well, in May, the midterm, you know, and then November, because they're going to do everything they cannot. The Democrats cannot afford an honest and open election.
No.
And they're going to have to do something, but they know now everybody's watching them. Everybody's on to them. A number of states have passed legislation, except for, what was it, the state of Alaska now. They're all in for election fraud. They're only going to have voting by ballot, mail-in. And so, I mean, that's a... So that you already know.
Yeah,
that's a giveaway that it's going to be nothing but election fraud there. But here's the other thing. He made a very good point where we no longer have a judicial system. It's broken. It can't be trusted. It cannot be. We saw what happened on January 6th. We saw what happened when they all stood down, all of the courts, the judges, they all stood down. They were told, you're going to have Antifa and burn, loot, and murder on your doorstep, and don't hear the cases. Don't hear any of the election fraud cases. Don't hear them. Because, like I said, so they were intimidated. They betrayed the American people. Our judicial system really betrayed us. I mean, they really, really betrayed the American people. And then again, so we're seeing this. And right now, you've got I just had an article here where you have a Clinton bought and paid for federal prostitute. Clinton appointed judge rules Trump more likely than not committed crimes when he attempted to obstruct Congress on January 6th. That's by a Clinton bought and paid for federal prostitute, okay? His dress was just black instead of a... And so here, and we see this. So we can't trust. We no longer have a judicial system that we can trust. That will change because if we get these people back in Congress, we take the Congress over again, people like Jim Jordan and Josh Hawley and others that have been, who have been fighting a good fight, but knowing that they were surrounded like Trump was, they're going to be, this time, there's going to be a big change if they get into Congress. And well, not only that.
Joke, Pastor Ernie, when you're up to your belt buckle in alligators, it's hard to remember that your original intent was to drain the swamp.
Yeah. Well, here... And the other thing is, going back to the county sheriffs, there has been a big move by a number of county sheriffs. I know when I spoke to 250 of them at Liberty University a couple
right.
Years. In,
constitutional sheriffs. Yep.
Yeah, and we got one right here. And, you know, these people have said, you know what, enough is enough. We want our country back. And they're willing to stand and fight. And that's the way we have to do it, because we don't have an FBI. We don't have a CIA. They've turned against the American people. They've lost all credibility, all legitimacy. And of course, our we do not have a Justice Department. Eric Garland is a dirty cop. I mean,
well,
flat out.
Yeah, but they're not very good at... I've got an exclusive story here from the London Daily Mail.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're up against a break. Why don't you hang on to that, we'll hear it right after this.
All right.
Take her away, Andrew. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine, I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners, hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners, I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday, heaven's my way, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see.
It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you.
Blessed by you. Boy, that guy can sing, I'm telling you. Anyhow, we're back. It's why I keep telling McTurnan that, you know.
You keep trying, yeah?
Yeah. I get him.
At least
I get
you're
him.
Consistent, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. Yep. Anyhow, well, let me see. Go ahead and tell us about that article. I think we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls.
All right, yeah. The business community and political community in New York, there's been a case going on, the Sarah Lawrence sex cult case. The U.S. Attorney's Office last Tuesday accidentally published the list of clients of this girl, and she was forced into prostitution. You know, we've been talking about that, how many, you know, we've pedophiles and prostitutes, and a lot of this is forced. These women are kidnapped and, you know, forced to do these things. And they came up with 121 names, and boy, when they found out, it was pulled down. But this is supposed to be under seal. Lawyers, businessmen, socialites, people from the Transit Authority, county executive at Amazon, New York State Supreme Court judge. they put out an email admitting the file was shared in error. Please do not reproduce, share, or use this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But this young, the victim, Claudia Drury, told the jurors how she was forced into prostitution by this sex cult leader. And he's been charged with trafficking, extortion, money laundering, crime, racketeering, you name it. And this was run out of the St. Lawrence College there. It's just story like this after story. Former Maine gubernatorial candidate, prominent Democrat donor arrested on child porn charges. Elliot Cutler was arrested by the Maine State Police in possession of sexually explicit material of minors. This guy had twice run for governor. He'd worked with Senator Muskie, former President Jimmy Carter, used his wealth to run for his governor elections, blah, blah, blah. And now they're begging the different members of the Democrat Party. He gave money to Biden and Obama, and the Democrat Party is now urging them to give back all of the funds he donated. So, I mean, we see the sex and corruption.
Yeah, Joe, you know what? I got to open the phone lines. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, one of the things that, you know, we know that the Democratic Communist Party is filled with pedophiles and, you know, those that are involved in China. I mean, it is filled. And I know that there are some of the reasons that some of those that have left the Democratic Party, they've left it for that reason. That's the main reason they've left it. They said, you know, we can't. That's crossing the line as far as we're concerned. That's just, but it is just filled. And there's a whole lot of that stuff on Biden's computer. And you'd be surprised how many of those people, not only in the Congress, but in the intelligence agencies that are involved with this stuff. Okay.
Right. There was more that they didn't get to. Like I said, this list was taken down, and I think there's more to this story coming.
All righty. All right. The phone lines are open. Randy or Andy? Let's go to Jack. Hey, Jack.
Oh, I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think I was about 13 at the time. And I could say that this situation, in my opinion, is far worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis.
You'd be right about that.
Yeah.
It seems like every day there's threats of World War III, nuclear war. I mean, if you think about what we've been through in the last 2 years with the pandemic and anarchy in the streets, inflation, the stress level of the ordinary citizen has to be very high. And I would imagine there's a lot of generals in the military that is wondering what the hell is going on, because Joe Biden has not ordered us to DEFCON 2. Now, the Russians have been on high alert for high nuclear alert. That's their DEFCON 2 for over a month. And that means they're ready to go. They're ready to launch. They only need the order from Putin. And we are still sitting at DEFCON 3. Now, a lot of our assets are sent out without nukes. So there's no accident. A lot of the destroyers, bombers, aircraft carriers, they're not armed with nuclear weapons. If you go to DEFCON 2... you have to. A lot of these weapons are in storage, the warheads. You have to get them out of storage, you have to mount them on missiles, and you have to load them on your assets. That hasn't been done. My information is that the nuclear submarines are always loaded with nuclear-tipped missiles. But that's about it. And I don't know if Biden is setting us up to take a fall. And, you know, we've talked about in the past about the possibility he could just surrender. But in my studies, there's nothing to prevent the military from putting the president in his capacity as commander-in-chief at court-martial, which, of course, would have to be followed by a coup. But I can tell you, in my opinion, we can't take three more years of Biden.
No. America will not survive three more years of Biden.
Now, the quickest way would be a military coup d'etat, but I don't know if that's possible. I don't know how woke the military is. I like that idea of Trump being named Speaker of the House. That would make him third in line. But... you know, I think the Republicans have to be careful about counting their chickens before they hatch, because the Democrats are so crooked. They either will rig another election in 10 months, or will be at some type of state of emergency or martial
law? That's the more likely thing, Jack, for him to declare martial law for some reason or to stop the elections because, again, you're right. They cannot win a fair election. And, again, you know, here, you know, when you talk about when you live through, I lived through that. In fact, I remember one day there were a bunch of us guys and we were just sitting around. We had stopped and was getting a, we got a couple of those little pies and a Coke, or back in those days, you didn't have to be less white to drink a Coke. But anyhow, and one of the guys that we were all talking and everything, and all of a sudden one of the guys had a nervous breakdown. I mean, he just had a nervous breakdown and he started screaming at us, saying, "Don't you realize that we could be in a nuclear war at any time? Don't you realize?" And I had no idea that, you know, that's when that was taking place. But I got to move on, but thanks for calling. Let's go to who do we have next? George, you're in the air.
Oh, hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, real fast, before we get disconnected or something by Sergeant Joe Friday of the NSA, what was the name of the guy, Jack something? The guy in Switzerland, you played that excerpt?
That's Jack Maxey. Yeah, Jack Maxey.
Maxey?
Maxey, yeah.
Maxey.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And where can you find out about this? Like,
well, go listen to that Ann Vandersteel. He's hiding there in Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
But there's no way to find out about this? Or?
Well, you want to try to contact him? He's going to be, I doubt that you can do that, because this guy, you know, he doesn't trust anybody. I mean,
he has to protect himself. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what you can do. Try that Ann Vandersteel. She has that program.
Ann, how do you spell her last name?
V-A-N.
V-A-N.
D-E-R.
D-E-R.
Steel. S-T-E-E-L.
S-T-E-E-L.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe you can contact her through her.
Vandersteel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jan Vandersteel. Okay.
No. Ann. A-N-N.
Ann?
A-N-N.
A-N-N. Okay.
Right.
Great.
Okay,
great.
Thanks. I got to move on. Who do we have next? Claudia, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Sanders and Joe. I want to thank you for, I have a good report. I called in about, I don't know, December probably, because my son-in-law had COVID. He was in ICU. He's intubated. He even had Redesimer. And some of the doctors, they just didn't give him any hope. But he made it home. He's home now. He was in 3 hospitals and 2 rehabs. And they said it was a rarity that he made it, and he's one of the lucky ones. But we know it was our prayers, and it was God, and we thank him for his gracious mercy.
And amen and amen to that.
I thank God for both you and for praying for him.
Well, you are welcome, and that's what we do. And
we believe in prayer, the power of prayer. We totally, totally believe it. And time again, miracles happen when we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and thank you for your program. I listen to it every night.
All righty. Well, God bless. All right. Robert, you're in the air.
Well, hey, this is a great time to call in. And, you know, I have a follow-up question. What is that, you know, God uses herbalist. What is the name of that herbalist that you use on the program?
There's 2 or 3 of them. Are you talking about the lady?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's Wendy Wilson, and she is top. She is really good.
Outstanding. I'm going to have to get in contact with her. So, okay.
Well, you can call her at 866-229-3663, or if on the internet, go to thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com.
Got it.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you so much. you have a great program.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. All righty. Who do we have next? We're coming. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. You guys are doing it again tonight, so I guess that's what you're used to. So, hey, real quick, the Democrats are trying to basically, you know, electric vehicles, greenhouse gases and all that stuff, and, you know, control us, you know, washy brain, basically. But there's one thing that God gave us that we use every day and we believe in, but we can't see it. What would you think that is if someone said that to you?
We use every day, but you can't see it. With me, it would be my faith, my prayers. But what would you say?
What we have to do is take a... What do you think, Pastor Joe?
If you're not talking spiritually, it'd be natural gas, probably.
Well, you're close. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
The air we breathe, yeah.
Because we feel it, we see it, we believe in it, we know it's there, but we can't see it. That's everything in a nutshell. And the way Biden's just putting himself away, and they got to come and White House come back and do all the stuff that they're doing. This is if Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona. I'm sorry, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. If those three were able to take back the, you know, votes, whatever, it would be 269 to 269. That would leave Nevada and Las Vegas. If they won Las Vegas, it was 45,000 votes all the way around.
Well, you know, Pennsylvania is one of the...
That was the cushion. Yeah, that was the cushion, I guess.
That was the big one, but no. Yeah. My guess is Trump probably won that election by probably well over a million votes.
Well, Lindell said it was about 80 million to 65 million. That's what he came up with.
Well,
what he showed was somebody voting... Brother and sister, they did this stuff for a living. All this 24 hours, whatever he had for a week or whatever, he spent $25 million so far. A brother and sister showed, put the vote in for Trump, put it through, it came out Biden. At the same time, next to it, there was a copier, and it made about four or five copies. So one vote was supposed to be for Trump to come out with five votes for Biden, and you could change votes with your cell phone. I mean, there's so much to talk about. There's so much going on, but you're the only one that knows. I mean, you're way ahead of everybody, but... We can't get by without you, so, you know, God bless you guys, and I hope Biden somehow, just got to just vote him out. Just disappear tomorrow, and then maybe Trump and whatever. The military can take over, I don't know. Peacefully.
You know, if we could just convince, the people in this country, really, I mean, if we could convince half the people in this country just to pray, just the one day, like 2 Chronicles 7:14, God would probably remove him and restore our country. Well, God said he would if we, you know, repent. There's
90 days you're going to be.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, anyhow, that's what we got to do.
We appreciate you.
All righty. Thanks. Joe.
Thank you, Pastor Joe. Take care.
All righty. God bless Joe. You got about 4 minutes. I did it last week, so this is your turn this week. Tell the folks, remember what we said, how to avoid being left behind and what to do if you are. So tell the folks how they can avoid being left behind.
Well, first I'm going to read a little bit of a hymn called Rescue the Perishing. And this is what we're called to do. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep over the erring one, lift up the fallen one, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. And it goes on talking about how they're slighting him, but he's still waiting for the child, the penitent child. Plead with them. He will forgive. Jesus will forgive if they only believe. And the song goes on, it's how important to rescue these that are perishing, getting ready to die forever, to suffer the torment of hell, but the Lord is there to save all those who will, you know, listen and realize that he went to the cross at Calvary. He went there to die for the sins of the world, for those who would receive him. He took upon his sinless, spotless soul the sins of the world, all the mayhem, the the lies, the deceit, the rapes, the murders, the ugliness, everything you can imagine on a sinless, spotless soul. And he paid the penalty because God says the wages of sin are death. Now, there's only two things in this world we're certain of. They say death and taxes, but we know there is death, but there's two parts to that. You can either be given eternal life, or you can go to hell. Scripture is quite plain. There's only two choices. You can go to heaven and be with Jesus, or you can go to hell and suffer eternal damnation. That penalty, when Christ went to the cross, my sins must have been like a giant boulder heaped upon him, but he paid the price and set me free. What did I have to do to receive his forgiveness, his mercy? I had to call upon the Father. I had to pray to the Father and confess that I was a sinner, a horrible sinner, and I need a Savior, that I was sorry for my sins, and I begged forgiveness. And after doing that, I asked Jesus to be Lord of my life, that I would give myself to him, that I wanted him to be Lord of my life, all of my life, not just a part of it, all my life, and that I wanted to serve him and obey him. And then you ask that he send you the Holy Spirit, that you be given the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, I'm in the Father in me, and I am in you, were his words. In other words, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ can dwell in you also. And once that happens, you have become this born-again believer. You have become a new creature, a new creation, a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And the key to all of this is true repentance, being sorry, truly sorry that your sins put Christ upon that cross. And when you go to him, Scripture is very plain. It said when you call upon the name of the Lord, that he will hear, you know, and he will listen. Scripture tells you to repent and be converted, that your sins are blotted out. Scripture says that, you know, if you call upon the name of the Lord, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9. And whoever so shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. 1 John 4:15. The greatest choice you could ever make, but you have to make it for yourself.
Amen. That's the most important thing anyone else can ever do. That's the only end of
important thing in life.
Alrighty, we are out of time for tonight. So, as we do every night when we come to this time, and we save that last message. That's the last thing we want you to hear.
Right.
Good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.